Start deciding on Enrique Suarez Gil. Enrique, E-N-R-I-Q-U-E, Enrique. Enrique Suarez, S-U-A-R-E-Z. S as in Sam, S-U-A-R-E-Z. Enrique Suarez Gil, G-I-L. Their birth is 8/14/47. Their visit is 11/18/24. Please make a copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick. Dr. Mark Kendrick. The K-I-N-D-R-I-C-K, M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending Enrique Suarez for primary evaluation. Next. History, present illness. This is a this is a 77-year-old male who has a past history of smoking for over 60 years, has been experiencing cough and shortness of breath, and brings up a little thick sputum. The patient has no history of weight loss, hemoptysis, or chest pains. He was sent for a CT of the chest without contrast on 11/12/24, and it showed moderate upper lobe predominant central lobular emphysema with apical scarring period. He also had a new 5 mm nodule in the right middle lobe and multiple new ground glass nodules in the right lower lobe measuring up to 6 mm. Suspected to have inflammation. There was also a chronic T8 compression fracture. The patient has been on an Anoro-Ellipta inhaler, but has no significant change in his symptoms. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hemorrhoid surgery as well as abscess in his anal area that was drained. He also had a fractured left humerus for which he had a plate and screws placed. He has hypertension and no significant history of diabetes. Next paragraph. Habits: the patient smoked one pack per day for 60 years. Alcohol use occasional. Next, family history. Both parents died of old age. Next paragraph. Med list included olmesartan 40-12.5 mg daily. Omeprazole 20 mg daily. And Anoro inhaler 1 puff daily. Clonase nasal sprays 2 sprays in each nostril daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient denies weight loss, fatigue, or fever. No cataracts or glaucoma. No sore throat, hoarseness. No urinary frequency or flank pain. No hay fever. or asthma, but has some wheezing and cough. He has no abdominal pains, but had heartburn and denies diarrhea. He has no chest or jaw pain or calf muscle pains, no palpitations, no anxiety, no depression, no easy bruising, no joint pains or muscle aches, no seizures, headaches or memory loss, no skin rash. Next, physical exam this averagely built elderly male who's alert, no acute distress. There was no pallor, cyanosis, ictus, superfluid edema. Blood pressure 138 by 80, pulse is 68, respirations 20. Temperature 97.6, weight is 145, saturation 99. HE and D are non-phallic, pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no venous distension, freak, midline, no thyroid enlargement. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. And diminished breath sounds of the periphery with occasional wheezes in the upper chest. Heart, the heart sounds are irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the mouth sounds active. Extremities reveal 1 plus edema with decreased peripheral pulses. Reflexes of 1 plus with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Next paragraph, breath number 1. COPD with emphysema and chronic bronchitis. Number 2 is right lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 3, hypertension. Number 4, diabetes mellitus. Number 5, hyperlipidemia. And next paragraph, plan. Patient has been advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. And a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. You will also use Wixela, W-I-X-E-L-A. Disc 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff PID. The patient was advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Could you please add in the history section allergies, no drug allergies listed? Okay. The patient will return for a follow-up in 4 weeks. Thank you. Copy of this for Mark Kendrick, M.D. K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Kendrick Mark.